Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericord University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This 2017 alumnus is entertaining thousands of people on social media every day. Ladies and gentlemen, and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Matt Scanlon to the show. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It is good to be in touch with our fellow alumni and, of course, our fellow communications alumni, as we were both communications alumni ourselves. But Matt, it's great to have you on the show. We're looking forward to talking about all the things you've been up to. So let's just get right into it. Matt, what have you been up to since you graduated 2017?
After I graduated, I kind of just immediately after I graduated, a week after, I interviewed at Nickelodeon to work on their social media page for Nick Sports, which is they basically kind of send their Nick stars to the Super Bowl and stuff and hang out with them. I never heard back from them after that interview because I found out that division of Nickelodeon got completely shut down. So I was oh, there's no more position to have. Yeah, it was just one of those things. It was just cool to be interviewed and just be in that environment. So, but then a couple months later, I got a call from Bleacher Report. You know, if you're not a sports person, they're kind of the common person's ESPN now. They kind of re-changed the sports culture. And I worked there for almost 2 years, just cutting highlights and making hype tapes for the social media. Yeah, I've also worked at the Brooklyn Museum as AV for a couple months. I had a small stint with the Staten Island Yankees, and now it came full circle. Now I'm working at Nickelodeon again.
So that is amazing for you know, just name-dropping some very big companies like Nickelodeon and Bleacher Report. But I guess kind of going into detail, Matt, you talked about social media. What exactly do you do? What skills do you use? What are people able to see some of the work that you put up and what you create?
Yeah, so recently I've been at Nickelodeon and I've been focusing on their Facebook videos and a couple of videos for their YouTube. So, for example, if you go on Facebook and you look at their On This Day page, where it's dedicated to celebrating anniversaries of shows premiering or iconic scenes premiering. For instance, today is the anniversary of when Drake called Josh cool. And Josh says, the coolest.
The coolest.
I don't remember that episode. Today's the anniversary of when that episode premiered. So basically, I just take that scene, put a little anniversary graphic over it. It's very straightforward. That's just what I've been doing mostly. And then every once in a while, I'll create a little sizzle for Nicktoons. A couple months ago on the Ninja Turtles Facebook page, I made a little sizzle for International Women's Day. You know, most people always hear about the turtles, but they have a lot of really awesome female characters on that show. So they're hey, Matt, make a really fast-paced kick butt video of all the female characters, April O'Neil, Mona Lisa from the 2012 series, mm-hmm. and all these other characters like Shirigami. I don't know how familiar you are with the Ninja Turtles, but I create a little sizzle. It's on their Facebook. Go check it out if you can. It came out a while ago, so I'm going to do some scrolling. But basically, I took all of my sports hype experience at Bleacher Report and applied that to Nickelodeon. And they've gotten pretty good feedback. And so I'm just going to keep pumping those out as best I could.
Yeah. So I guess kind of to ask you a question, Matt, it seems like you have a lot of team input as far as, obviously On This Day is pretty straightforward as to what happens on this day. But do you work with any other individuals? Do you work in the team? Do you report to somebody, anything in particular?
Yeah, I work with a team of our Viacom Digital Studio team, but we focus on Nickelodeon content. So we always try to release videos based on what the time of year is. You know, spring is coming up, so we're doing a lot of springtime videos. Mm-hmm. So they asked me to make a video to coincide with Detective Pikachu coming out. So they're hey, let's make an anime theme style SpongeBob video. So I was talking to our graphics team about possibly help hooking us up with Japanese font and characters for the intro, maybe doing a Japanese dub version of one of the episodes, getting subtitles put in. It's all a collaboration. We always help I work with people who are basically our age because we grew up watching these shows and we know the property, we know the content very well. So we always ask what scene will work good for this reference or what part can we does anyone know an episode where this happens or for example? So we always try to feed off of each other, you know? It's kind of being in the writer's room for a show.
Correct. Now, I guess from what you've explained, you work with a lot of shows. You work from, you know, Ninja Turtles to Drake and Josh. You know, what has been your favorite so far in creating? I mean, I know you and I have always bantered back and forth between SpongeBob and Drake and Josh, but is there any projects that you have enjoyed just working recently with Nickelodeon that you just, once you get a project like that, you're like, yes, I'm ready to do this?
It's funny you mentioned that because we just launched Nick Rewind, which is all of our throwback stuff. So when I first started working here, they wanted me to work on material such as like Henry Danger and Wow It House and Cousins for Life, shows that I never watched because it came out like recently, like ahead, like after my time. So I had to do some more research about these shows. I was always not really sure about, you know, what, like who, like what the running gags, you know, like what the catchphrases are. But with Nick Rewind, they want to make, okay, create like top 10 best Avatar videos. And I was like, yes, Avatar was my show. I know that entire series. I know like my personal favorite scenes. And I consider myself a big fan of that show. So I feel like when I make this list, and the video actually came out last week, I'm looking through the comments because that's the kind of guy I am. So I'm like, oh God, I hope people like it. I'll get to the comments and people are like, oh, this video is so cool. I missed this show. Mm-hmm. So there was that. Obviously the SpongeBob stuff is fun to work on. I'm just trying, and we're always trying to like balance off ideas. Like, oh, what if we do like a Rocket Power show, you know, or like a Rocket Power themed video, or right now we're doing some best of all of that because that may or may not be coming back in a couple of months. I don't know if it's been actually announced yet, but.
Gotcha. Now, Matt, I know you were kind of talking about, you know, kind of the successes of you just reading the comments of, you know, people being very, you know, entertained and actually enjoying some of the content. What's been one of the most challenging things working at Nickelodeon as far as your work that you put in? Anything that's been super challenging for you lately?
Yeah, it's definitely, well, Nickelodeon is a big company, and we, obviously we make, most of our content goes to kids. Mm-hmm. So I have to learn how to, you have to like tap into that part of your psyche and think about, working for kids. But since we're also pandering to kids, that there's more of a process to everything, you know, like at all my internships and jobs beforehand, I usually just made, send material to one person. They would give me feedback. I make changes, but then I would send it again. But with Nickelodeon, there's a whole lot of it's much more big of a process, you know, because it's a bigger company. You want to make sure everything is clean and tidy. We're representing our property in the right way. Such as, like, I'll give you an example. They wanted me to make a video about Squidward reacts to other Nickelodeon shows, you know. So basically, so I'll give you an example. Like, he'll watch like an Ariana Grande clip, and he'll be like, "Here, please send me as far as you can."
I hope people get that reference.
Yeah, of course, but they, people weren't a big fan of that idea because they didn't want to be like, oh, Squidward's being too mean to the other shows or being too mean to the other characters. So it's all about like figuring out like that sweet spot between something that, you know, you can put a lot of work into, but at the same time it fits your demographic, you know. So it's all about figuring out the demographics. And also, I'm editing videos like completely for Facebook most of the time, which is a completely different style of editing. They always tell us here that your human beings, our attention span on the internet is less than a goldfish. You know, like how many times have you seen like 2 seconds of something on Facebook and you just be like, nah, and just keep scrolling, you know? Yeah. You have like that 3 second window to really catch somebody. So it's all about like, I learned that like make like a top 10 video that you win. It's not necessarily like worst to best, you know, you kind of want to put what you're normally putting like in that three hole at the 10 spot to get people like more caught on. And then hopefully that leads them to watching the rest of the video. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Absolutely. And it's kind of funny. You know, I guess alumni of Misericordia and ladies and gentlemen, I think Matt just called me a child because I've been enjoying some of the content that he's been posting, but we're not going to go into that exactly. But Matt,
you think that's a bad thing?
No, I mean, try to be professional. You know how I am, but that's it. but Matt, I know you kind of touched briefly upon some of your past experiences, and you know, it kind of to follow up with that question. You know, what exactly? You know, how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today, or any experiences that Misericordia has provided? You know, what exactly you think is, you know, top of the line? This is why I'm here today.
Misericordia was definitely in like a great location. So I had all, so like, basically I learned a lot from, my internships, while attending Misericordia. You know, Misericordia was really close to, you know, WBRE and the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins and the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. And those were definitely, green lights, if you will, whenever, I sent my resume into other companies, you know, My job at I definitely would not have had my job at Bleacher Report if it wasn't for my internship with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. I would not have gotten that internship if it wasn't for all my involvement at Cougar Radio and doing sports-related stuff with MTN 87. No, so that was definitely a big part of that for sure.
Definitely. I mean, you literally hit three big media, I wouldn't say media stations, but three big media outlets. And as far as the Rail Riders, you know, they're the farm team of the Yankees. And then, of course, you got the Penguins, which is obviously the Pittsburgh Penguins. But even so, I mean, you've been really putting your resume and your demo reel together that has really helped you get to basically where you are today. Obviously, you're working hard, but we do those jobs every once in a while, but we got to take breaks sometimes. What a segue. But, you know, as far as keeping in touch with any other friends or alumni, has there been anybody that you've been in touch with? Any shout outs? You know, because everybody is always like, can I like shout some people out during the show? And I'm like, of course you can. So,
well, my roommates and I are getting together. I live with the same couple group of guys for 3 years at Miz. You know, you know them very well. Matty, Ice, Lucian, Ricky, and Gino. Mm-hmm. Ricky is actually getting married this summer, and we're all groomsmen together.
No kidding. Stop that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Congratulations. I mean, not to you, but to Ricky, of course. But
no, yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Actually, on Monday, Vitaly came to the city. We went to the Brooklyn Nets game because he really wanted to see Giannis play. They were playing the Bucks. And then John Bankus is my go-to Yankees guy. He's my baseball dude. Like Yankees haven't been playing well recently, so I've been venting to him like, oh, man, I can't believe this guy is hurt, or I can't believe they didn't score here or whatever. I still talk to Kalen Hall, Melanie Quintanilla. We have, like, a killer Snapchat streak going since we graduated. And obviously this on my podcast. So, yeah, I still talk to a decent amount of people. Even, like, Alicia Stavitsky hit me up the other day because she saw my Snapchat. I was working on an Avatar video, and she was like, oh, my God, I love Avatar. So, every once in a while, people will reach out, or I'll reach out to someone else. You know, no one ever goes unnoticed. No one ever forgets who you are if you really – you know, stand out. They have, like, a great personality and Miz. People remember that.
Yeah, and I think as far as the community that we've obviously have portrayed for the past 90 some years, I mean, I think the culture has certainly remained the same, where if you do see somebody with a Misericordia sweatshirt, or, you know, some people still like to have their parking passes still on the back of their car, people will automatically connect, and you know, that'll actually move forward. So, Matt, any final thoughts or anything to say for this podcast?
Yeah, just going off of what you just said about, like, the culture of Miz, because, you know, Miz obviously isn't the biggest school, and our department, you know, was, like, a very, very, was probably the smallest department on campus. So it was a very tight-knit group. It was a very, I'm not sure how much has changed, because I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I graduated from Miz. It was a very tight-knit group. We were very close with one another, and that really, it helps you. You don't even realize it, like, how it helps you in the future, because it helps you work with a team. You always got to deal with people. You always have to collaborate with people. So it just helps you build that character to yourself.
Absolutely. And that is a great way to, you know, kind of wrap up on this podcast. Matt, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon and on the show.
All right. Thanks for having me, Mike. It's been awesome.
No problem. And this concludes our podcast. Be sure to share it on social media and let us know what you think.